Jenna and Carol on K104. It's Happy Hour.
Welcome to Happy Hour with lawyer and TV personality Jonna Spilbor and author and inspirational speaker Carol Pesci. Happy Hour comes your way every Sunday morning at this time with life advice, real conversations, and awesome interviews with self-help heavy hitters, best-selling authors, celebrities, and more. Would you like to maybe live better, stress less, and laugh more? Then you've come to the right place.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of Happy Hour. We've got Jonna Spilbor, we have Carol Pesci, we have this guy who's doing the talking right now, and we've got another fantastic show for you. And Jonna, you were explaining to me the guest that we are going to have today. Does he have some sort of dating advice or something to that effect?
So, yeah, this is interesting because we're going to be talking with Benny Hart. Now, if the name sounds familiar, there's a couple of reasons. He was actually a guest on our show almost 2 years ago. Time really flies, because he had written a book called Zero Mindset. He's a speaker and a coach, and he's got a background in psychology, and it was a great book. Well, come to find out, because you know how we stalk our guests usually from social media.
When she says we, she
yeah, exactly.
It's the royal way. So when we stalk our guests, it turns out that he's kind of, I'm going to say, pivoted. Not that he's not doing the coaching and the speaking about Zero Mindset. He's still doing that. But he's added to his repertoire some dating expertise for women who want to get serious about dating. And dating is one of those topics where it's never going to go out of style. So I think it's interesting to get a man's perspective on that. So after the break, we're going to come back. I'm going to speak once again with Benny Hart on the topic of intentional dating.
As opposed to unintentional dating. Oh my God, am I on a date? How the hell did this happen?
I didn't mean to do that. Yeah.
you guys are really funny.
How's Tiny doing?
You know, when your very, very good friend for over a dozen years responds with, oh, God, when somebody asks me how my cat situation is. You know, it's kind of, I'm just going to tell you, I'll tell you this, because I really don't have anything even remotely non-cattish to talk about today. But you guys know that we do record this show during the week. And it just so happens that my latest capture, it's during the week, and I had to bring... His name is now Tiny, formerly Plain Jane. I had to bring him to the office with me today, which is where I'm recording from, because I had a vet appointment this afternoon. And I really, people are going to get mad at me for saying this, because I'm going to compare cats with human babies. But it is a whole
thing. Here goes.
I don't know how. I'm actually going to give a big shout out and like air hug to all the moms out there, because I had to lug this cat to my office today, and it was a whole thing because he's not, you know, I had to get him out of the crate and I had to put him in a carrier, and then I had to get the crate and I had to undo everything and I had to put that in the car, then I had to make sure I had food, then I had to make sure I had toys, and I had to make sure I had and then I had to put him in the car, and I'm like, I don't know how mothers do this on a daily basis, like every day. I have to do it one time and I'm like, I am exhausted. It was only 8 o'clock in the morning. Then come to find out, I drag this poor kitten to the office because my office is close to where I'm going to the vet, and the vet calls and cancels.
Oh no.
I know, because everything, I gotta tell you guys, this is a little off topic, but actually apropos, the planets are doing some really funky things right now for certain people. And I had a reading last weekend with a person who we are going to have as a guest on this show, because he is more than happy to come on and he's really good at what he does. His name is Casey Steinbeck. And I stalked him on Instagram too. And I had a great reading with him, and it explained a lot. And it helps, because if you are feeling like everything is a little bit out of control right now and you don't know like when there's going to be light at the end of the tunnel, it turns out it might not be you. It could be what's going on in the cosmos. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you're listening to this and you're feeling like that, you're going to feel a lot better come November 15th. You heard it here first, because that's when the sky is going to do some really good stuff. That's what he told me. And I want to believe it, because I got to tell you, every day, something has gone screwy for like the last, I don't know, 6 months. And I'm like, God. So, yeah. So anyway, but good news is, because they had to cancel me today, we're going to kind of take care of everything that needed to be taken care of with this little guy on Friday. So I just have to go one more time and get him all fixed, neutered, and then he is ready for adoption. Any takers?
Well, I will say for our listening audience, by the way, that he's a good looking little fella. And you have said, Jonna, that he's a sweetheart. So he just he probably just needs a pal. He just needs to go to a home where somebody else already has a cat that isn't going to, you know, beat the heck out of him.
Yes, he definitely will be happy with at least one other cat. I don't think he wants to be alone. You know, he was one of six. He's the only one of this litter that I actually caught. And he was being very vocal in the beginning. And then I took his whole situation and I moved it into the cat room, and that instantly calmed him down. He started crying a lot less. He wants to play. He wants to do his leg, which is the reason why I caught him as easily as I did, is looks perfect. So that healed very quickly.
Oh,
so
good.
All that's good. All that is very good.
Well, maybe this could lead, because you serve coffee to your clients, right?
If they want it. I mean,
if they want it. Yeah. So maybe bringing him to work a cat a day might be a good routine, because you could have like Jonna's Cat Cafe and have the kittens in your waiting area or where you have your coffee, so that maybe some clients might take a cat home.
Be like, here, if you hire us, get a cat. I like little swag bag. I actually thought about that. You know, like how some attorneys, you walk in and when you hire them, you get a folder with some helpful information and a pen, you know, and a couple of things like that. Maybe a poster.
Wait. You have never, ever given me a folder and a pen. Oh, wait a minute. Never mind. You never charged me either. Take it back.
There you go.
So at this point, I'll be like, if you hire us, I will not only pay you, but you get a cat and you get a cat. wouldn't that be funny? But I will say, I did. So he is in the office. And of course, everybody comes up and cooing, which I guess is good because it helps socialize him. And I do have one of my paralegals wants him, but she doesn't have another cat and she's here all day. So I have to turn her down. I'm like,
Well,
why? Why can't the cat be alone?
Well, no. Why can't you take two of your cats? Well, because look, if she hasn't had a cat before, having two, especially if she's there all day, is the best plan. Right. It's the best. And it's much better. Excuse me. It's much better for the cats because they have company when mom is gone. And then mom's got, you know, the extra cat when she comes home, and you are able to adopt out a second cat. You just need to figure out which one would go. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I have three others on the list that I would happily adopt out. And if you guys want to come over and
Quinn. Catch
them, good luck to you. Because the ones that I want to adopt out are the ones that will refuse to be caught. You know, they're under the bed, they're hiding in the donut, they're doing the thing. And Quinn still needs to be, she's so elusive. She still needs to be fixed. She's the only one of the indoor cats that is not fixed because she is impossible to catch.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I'm thinking you should take Tiny there in his carrier, put him like in the cat room, and see which cat comes over to hang out with Tiny first, and check out the box. You know, and just then
and then dump a upside down bucket on him quick.
Or you can do a trap from the cartoons, a bucket with a stick and a string.
Oh yeah, box.
Or a box. Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
I will tell you this. Tiny does physically look a lot like Quinn the murderous
dirt. Yeah.
Because they're both kind of tabby cats. And Quinn the murderous dirt cat, every day, like clockwork, will jump on top of this. It's a soft, very large.
See?
And she jumps on it, and then it caves in. And then poor Tiny is living in this caved-in crate until I come home and can fix it for him. She's incorrigible.
I think you can get Quinn.
Yeah, I think you
can, might need goggles and elbow length gloves, but you can get
exactly.
Them.
Yeah,
if Band-Aids.
Her.
Your first plan is to talk to the paralegal and say, "All right, here's the gig. You got to take two. That's all."
She would.
Okay, she would. So see, there you're set. Now you just got to figure out what the second cat's going to be.
I think it's Quinn.
Okay.
So Tiny's a boy, right? Yeah, because you're going to name him Plain Jane.
Right.
I think it's if Quinn is jumping on top of the crate already, and it's happened multiple times.
Yes.
I think Quinn is quite interested in Tiny. They may even want a date.
Well, Quinn hasn't been fixed yet. So, yeah, they probably do want a date. No. We need to get Quinn fixed.
Speaking of that,
she knows what her intentions are. She both of you.
Frankie Berry, the only person who probably knows more.
Do.
Oh.
Yeah, she got there. She got there.
Can you put a pin in that, Sagu, for one
minute? All right, yes. Finish your thought.
Because, Frankie Berry, since you are wearing a shirt today that proclaims your cat daddiness.
I am. Yes, a gift from my sister.
I have a serious cat question that I can't figure out. Okay, so you know Quinn, she's a female, she's not fixed. She, for the first, when she went into heat, she would act like a cat in heat. You know, she would scream and do all the cat heaty kind of things.
Right.
She doesn't do that anymore. And I'm wondering, like, I don't know, can cats, like, I don't know, be weird? That can they go into, like, cat menopause? At, like, a really
No, John, they come into heat and then they cycle out and then she'll come back in again.
No, but, like, she hasn't cycled back in a while.
Well, maybe she's just grown accustomed to it. You know, first time round was like, whoa, what's going on here? And now she's like, okay, yeah, it's here again.
Oh, so even though she's being quiet, she might not be in cat menopause.
Right. Yeah. No, I she's not in cat menopause, Jonna.
And you spell cat menopause how? P-A-W-S.
Of course. Oh, but don't bump. Tip your weight, Steph.
All right. So now back to Curly's very good, very good to go. Because
thank you very much.
Completely on point. And I wasn't even trying to give you a softball and you got it. So
out of the park. Yeah. Out of the park.
Thank you.
All right. So when we come back, although I did text our guest to tell him that we were running a little bit late because we did have some technical difficulties at the beginning of this show, but that's okay. When we come back from the break, we are speaking with a author, motivational speaker, and now a dating strategist, Benny Hart, who has over 300,000 followers on Instagram. And he's going to tell us ladies how to date with purpose when we come back from the break.
All right. That's what we have coming up. He's going to tell Jonna, who has a boyfriend, and Carol, who has a husband, how to date intentionally. That is on the way. So please stick around with more with Jonna Spielborn, Carol Pesci, and some guy. And it's happy hour. We'll be right back.
Jonna and Carol on K104. It's happy hour.
Live better, laugh harder. It's happy hour with Jonna and Carol.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Happy Hour. Jonna Spielborn, Carol Pesci, this fella here, and time now to get to our guest and a return guest. It seems like we have a lot of return guests. I don't know, man. I know they do love us. You know, you would think after that first interview they might have run away screaming, but no, some of these people come back like masochists. But anyway, we've got Ben Hart back.
We do. We have Ben Hart back, and you guys are our longtime listeners might remember. We had been on, I'm thinking it was almost 2 years ago, almost exactly, when Ben had dropped his first book entitled Zero Mindset, which was a fantastic book. And now since then, Ben has, I'm using the word pivot, but we'll talk to him about it because I don't even know if pivot is exactly the right word. He's stuck his toe into the world of dating with intention. And so we are bringing back Ben Hart to talk all about dating with purpose. Ben, welcome back to Happy Hour.
Thank you guys so much. First off, I appreciate that introduction and thank you. And yeah, we come back because you guys make it fun. It's exciting here. You bring the jazz. A lot of other people don't do that. So
we do bring the jazz, don't we?
Yeah.
Bring the jazz. We are the jazz. And I just want to remind our listeners a little bit about you, Ben, because not only are you kind of homegrown, you're from the Poughkeepsie area, but now I think you're still living in Manhattan. But you have become a renowned dating strategist with over 400,000 followers. And as a reminder, folks, you have a background in psychology and biology. Like, do your parents ever go, Ben, you could have been a doctor? Like, do they ever do that?
They've never said that to me. I don't think they expected the doctor route, but, you know, it's like just interesting.
No, doctors don't have 400,000 followers, and you're an incredible speaker. You're an author. Your expertise has been portrayed on a million different high profile platforms. And, you know, you're not too big for your britches that you can't come back and join us. So we're really excited to talk to you.
I really appreciate that introduction. Thank you so much, Jonah. Appreciate you.
So, all right. So let's talk about this, because the last time we had you on, we were talking all about your book, Zero Mindset, which was a great book. And if we can just kind of sum that up, that was a book that showcased and taught people how to basically get back to zero, like start from nothing to sort of rebuild or build where you want to be, which is and that's a great premise. What you're doing now, I'm sure you haven't given that up, but what you're doing now is a little bit of a departure from that, in that, from what I see on Instagram, you are a dating expert, but you're not just any old dating expert. You're giving dating advice primarily to women. I'm sure men are not, you know, off the table. They need dating advice too. Trust me. They need a lot of dating advice.
Yeah. But,
yeah, what do you mean by that?
Sorry.
Single dude who is a cat dad.
Exclusive. So tell us, Ben, where did this come from? What made you decide that we women need help, and what is it all about?
Yeah, what happened was, you know, when I wrote the book, The Zero Mindset, which was kind of much more of a general umbrella of kind of personal development, as you mentioned, it was very interesting. And as this kind of carved this niche of dating personal development, because I've been just so fascinated with men and women dynamics, specific in the realm of dating, and how there was such a lack of structure in the thought process when it came to dating. It's kind of just like when people think about dating, it's more of like, well, yeah, if it happens, it happens, and hopefully the right one will come at the right time. But there wasn't really like a structure in which, you know what, how do I increase the chances of getting the outcomes I want when it comes to dating? And I just kind of wanted to take the formation I used from the zero mindset and then kind of insert that into the dating thing, just because it's kind of mostly where my passion lived. But I'm not going to lie, I was a little insecure about it at first, because I was like, well, people don't really know me for that. Should I really use all the talking points that I've always done with my friend groups or with the corporations I've worked with even women in the professional women who've kind of naturally those conversations would navigate to around their dating life. It was very interesting. And so I became very fascinated with that. And for the last 5 years, really, but I just never created content on it. And then really what happened was, first time, you know, I had TikTok for a year, and I was posting all the stuff, the general kind of personal development content. And then the minute I said, you know what, let me just dive into the dating side. Let me start creating some content. And about a year ago, I put my first dating piece out, and then now I got like 350,000 on TikTok, and now it's kind of around 50,000 on Instagram. But I really went all in on TikTok at first, because it was a new platform where nobody knew me. And I said, let me establish my voice and test this out here. And
smart,
you know, from a strategic standpoint, it wasn't like I necessarily wanted just to target women, but I think that's kind of where it started to navigate, where the attention started to, because I feel like women were grabbing onto this more than, and I think men need more, just, you know, maybe the same amount, maybe even more help than the women do. However, for most women, especially that are around my age, I'm 36, but women that are, you know, 25 to 40, sometimes if they want those things in line to get the outcomes they want, they have a shorter timeline than most men do. So I figured it was really important for me to make them think about this in a different way, that maybe hopefully they can get the outcomes that they want.
I think this is really smart for a couple of reasons, because one, women do approach dating completely differently than I think men do. And you probably have a lot of male followers too, but the men are probably more stealth about it. You know, like how guys are notorious for never asking for directions when you're in the car.
Sure.
They don't want to ask for dating advice.
Yep.
Lord knows that.
Right.
And women are curious creatures. We want to know what's going on inside a dude's head all the time. And speaking from, you know, I help people get divorced for a living, so I'm doing the opposite.
Right, right, right. This is interesting perspective. I love this.
But I get, because of that stance, that viewpoint, I get to kind of hear what goes wrong in relationships, and you're trying to tell people how to make it go right, which I think is really fascinating. Wow. How are you picking your, because you, and here's another thing that just about social media in general, you come on, you've got, you know, content that is reliable, consistent. How do you decide what you're going to talk about? And you almost post daily. You probably don't post daily, but you almost do. How do you decide what is the topic? Are women giving you feedback on what they want to learn about?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, at first I was, you know, when I was on TikTok, I was focusing on the comment section and seeing, but you know, it's funny enough, like these are one of those topics, you know, sometimes you like you have a topic that sometimes you just feel like you know more about than other topics, right? And like, if I gave you a word, you'd be like, oh yeah, I could talk about that for 2 minutes. So when it comes to the content for me, like I just think about my history that I've had in New York dating. I talk to people, it kind of navigates that way. So I put out, you know, so when I started TikTok, I was putting out 5 or 6 pieces a day and I haven't missed a day yet. And now I put out about 3 a day on TikTok and 1 on Instagram and I don't miss a single day. And the reason I don't miss a single day is because the platforms kind of reward, you know, the algorithm kind of rewards consistency. And I'm just kind of in this moment where I just want to keep building momentum. And with the topics, for whatever reason, you know, in other niches, I might have to think of a little bit harder around what I'm going to say in the video. Like with dating and for whatever reason, the interest I have in it and the experience and how all my talking points, I talk to honestly maybe like hundreds of women a week. And I'll tell you how I got that point too. But it kind of naturally navigates there where I'm just like, all right, topic, oh, red flags. Okay, I can talk about that for 2 minutes. And I just kind of go.
Wow, that's awesome.
See, that's a whole other aspect to this. Like we're here to talk to you about dating, but we'd be stupid if we didn't also talk to you about kind of like the social media growth, because it does seem like it just happened and it happened organically. And I get fed. So in my social media, anything that has to do with cats lands in my which is really driving me nuts, though. You like, I can't open social media without getting bombarded with cat stuff, like just on a basis and makeup and shoes. That's really what lands in my thing. But you can get a lot of people on social media telling you how to grow your following, and you just
by listening, right?
Yeah. I mean, you just, and it's small, it's catchy. Like, I mean, small, you don't go on and on for an hour, right? You know, it's kind of quick, catchy. Yeah. So I think that's amazing that you kind of just did it. Like you don't need to take a course.
And I think 100%. And I think it's really, it's from as far as like content side, because I write, like, quite honestly, also the niche of dating is kind of captivating for people. Like, it's regardless of where you are or how old you are, there's always this interesting dynamic of how dating has shifted over the last decade, which has been tremendous considering dating apps and social media platforms, which has turned into kind of dating, flirting apps. And it's this weird, you know, we went from swimming in ponds to now we're all in the ocean. And it's a very difficult thing to navigate when there's all those perceived options and you're potentially, you know, it seems like unlimited, but you're paralyzed with options.
You know, that's enough.
Ben, it seems like you are very needed right now for the reasons you just said. When I think back to it, it kind of was that long ago.
It was a long time ago for you, girl.
Yeah, I know. When we were dating, it was a different world. And in some respects, you could think, wow, well, you have such a broader reach now with apps. But what you just said makes so much sense. You have so many options that it can be paralyzing, or you don't know whether to trust profiles or such. But this is where you come in. I imagine you're going to explain a little bit more.
Yep.
Where, okay, you have all these options and that's wonderful, but be very intentional about it so you're not all over the place.
And listen, there's a thought process behind it, right? It's like, you know, the average girl is getting so much attention on these apps, and it's hard to figure out what attention is which for the reasons that you like it for. And it's also difficult when you have 150 guys in this platform and this platform combined. Let's say you have 150 guys that are like, hey, or like, want to go out, or, and you're trying to navigate this thing. And then you're sitting across from a guy on a date and you think to yourself, well, it's not perfect. Is that a flag what he just did? Did you see that? What is his shoes? Like, I don't know. And then because in your back of your head, you're like, oh, I got 150 more if this really doesn't work.
Wow. Yep.
And it's just always, it's a never ending cycle. And you never really get to, you know, most of my stuff that I talk about is really kind of like 20 years ago. It's most of the stuff I talk about is really like applying then. I just take it into the world now. It's like, you kind of want to be at the most basic. There's like fundamentals that I feel like in dating that are kind of missed, which is like, yes, in the real world is actually much more realistic now than actually online dating is. Sometimes you got to make yourself seen and noticed and approachable to the guys you want in the real world. And I have acronyms for it called PES, proximity, eye contact, smile, like base, the most basic fundamental things that were maybe more common 25, 30 years ago that have everybody has lost. This generation has no idea how to even look at the other person. I ask women all the time. I talk to hundreds. I do a live show from Sunday to Thursday at 10 p.m. And a majority of women that I speak to, I say, have you ever really just looked at a guy and like made eye contact with him? And they're like, no, my God, no, not the guys I'm interested in. I wouldn't do that. Like, it's not even conceivable to know how to flirt with somebody in person because everybody's so safe behind the screen. It's like, well, I'll just do this. Maybe, you know, I'm like, wow, it's just fascinating to me.
Well, some of us are natural flirts. right? So we can see, I get to be in flirting, and maybe a lot of women don't know how to do that. But you just reminded me of something, because I think one of your Instagrams I saw, like, it sort of sounded like you were talking to the woman who wants to date for the purpose of either getting married or having a long-term relationship. And I'm here to say that I don't think some women want to date for that reason. They might want to date just to have fun. They might want to date to date a lot. Like, do you speak to the whole realm, or is dating with on purpose or dating with intention meant for the woman who wants to land a guy?
No, I think it depends on phase of life, right? Like, for example, right? Like, some women that call in or that I talk to personally or that have one-on-ones with me, some are at the age of 34 or 35 and are like, listen, I can't find a guy. I really do want to get married and I do want to have children. Then the intention is much more specific and it's much more needed. Whereas if, you know, let's say you're past the age or you don't want to have children and you're past that point, then it's really not that, it's a little bit of a difference. Right? You just want to find somebody to share my time with. I'm looking to, find somebody I could spend the rest of my life with, or I just want to have fun. I just think those are two different categories. So I do speak to both. And if you're just dating to have fun, or you just want to be out here and meet new people and have a good time, I totally support. I talk about that actually a lot on my show. But for the others, I get very niche because I feel like most of the problem, at least the loudest voices on social, especially when it comes to women and dating, is that the younger ones are trying to look for somebody to have those things with.
Yeah. I think everybody in their 20s and their 30s was looking for the white picket fence kind of situation. But right. Like my clients, for example, it's weird because if you're getting divorced, it doesn't really matter how old you are in a divorce scenario. If you're looking to get back into the dating pool, you're looking to get somebody who's different from the person who you're spending money to leave, number one. And if you are a little bit older in your 30s and your 40s or on up, you're looking for the guy who can pay for dinner, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe not so important when you're in your 20s. Mm-hmm. Really. So I think first of all, let me also thank you because you cleared up something else. I didn't know if it was niche or niche. Niche?
Well, maybe you say, actually, maybe it is niche. I don't know. I don't know. That's the question.
I don't know. But I think you could really drill down and get and talk to specific areas, not ages so much, but phases of life.
Phases. Right. Phases. Yeah, I agree. I agree. And it's been very interesting. You know, the journey's been interesting. I was just going to say, because again, I think the idea of dating is a little captivating and it just kind of, it shows how we are in the society and how we see dating. And it's a universal problem.
So speak to the person now who's on the market, who would love to have someone in their life. Maybe they've tried the online dating, maybe it hasn't worked for them. They're frustrated, but they're tired of being alone. Where do they begin and how do they begin?
Well, the way I like to start is the structure is essentially, what do you want? And I think that's really important. What are the outcomes you want? And I don't mean like, hey, what do you look for in a guy? Because literally, if I ask a girl that, every girl says the exact same thing. They're all going to say, I want them to be empathetic, sweet, driven, ambitious, emotional, intelligent. I want, all the things that you would imagine somebody say, everybody wants that. That's perfect, right? But I think it's important to say, hey, what do I want in a guy? What do I want in terms of an outcome? And if it's not outcome driven, it's like, hey, I just want to find somebody to share my life with. Then maybe those are important. But you have to say, okay, now what am I really looking for? What age range and what lifestyle? Now, if you think about that, you say, okay, well, I'm speaking in two different phases here. Let me talk about the first phase first. First phase is if you are looking for marriage and children, I think it's important to say, okay, I would like that. Now, who do I have to become to find the type of guy I want to be with? if I'm looking for a committable guy that's more, you know, in the age range of, let's call it, you know, 30 to 40, where do 30 and 40 year olds go? And how do I make myself, how do I put myself around them? Because I don't really discuss dating app strategy, because I also think it's a, it's another ocean concept, right? It's like you guys swipe for reasons and not all good and not all bad. And women swipe about 7 out of 100 times, about 7%. So there's this interesting dynamic there. And so I do kind of outline the scope of intention, but it's important. I always talk about being more approachable and understanding your customer. And guys are really the customer, if you want to look at it that way, because most women want guys to pursue them. But in order for them to pursue you, you have to kind of go where they're at. And if you think about, okay, a guy that, you know, is makes around X amount, most women want a guy that makes around what they make or above, you have to think, where do they, what kind of gyms do they go to? What kind of restaurants are they going to after work? What kind of steakhouse are they going to? And I'm not saying approach them. I'd never tell women to approach men, but I do say you kind of want to, if you want to get hunted by the lion, you got to bring yourself to the Serengeti. You don't go to Antarctica. And, you know, a lot of women just want it to happen. They want them to knock on their door. And it's very difficult when you have those expectations.
This is fantastic, because while you're talking, I'm thinking this is an amalgam of who's that? Who's a Millionaire Matchmaker? Like, she kind of teaches, you know, if you want to, if that's what you're looking for, how to go ahead and do that. And it's so funny that you that women kind of want the same. I'm not going to call it unattainable, but describing Prince Charming, like, they're really, I don't know if that person, Carol married Prince Charming, right? You have a Prince. but Ben, you got to remember, so for me, you've probably never heard me talk about this before, but back in the, when I was dating like a whole lot, I used to dump guys because they had, you know, something on their, in their teeth. Like, that's it. Now we're, I'm done. And that's probably not the best way to approach it. But if I were dating again today, I would absolutely be worse.
Jonna, my favorite part of what you just said there is that's probably not the best way to approach it. that there is still the possibility that, oh, dude, you got something.
Well, she just said she'd be worse. Yeah.
I would be worse, because I think it, and again, we're talking about stages, because like, I don't, if I were dating today, not, it wouldn't be because I like have to, I wouldn't be trying to find somebody to help pay the bills. It would simply just be because I want to. And, you know, and if you do something disgusting at dinner, if you've got something on your lip or in your teeth, and that totally turns me off, I'm just not going to get past it, and I'm going to move on, and I can. So
what's your, what's your point?
My point is, Ben's like, well, don't tune into my show then, because
don't call in.
Well, no, what happens is on my show, it's been very interesting, right? Because women call in, and it does get very entertaining because of the things you hear when people call in. It's like, I've been dating this guy for 7 months. It's a situationship. It's long distance. We never had a FaceTime. Like, I've heard the craziest things. And you're like, excuse me? Did you just tell me, man, that you've never had a FaceTime with this dude? You've been dating this guy for 7 months? Like, you hear all the arrays of things. You're like,
well, hang up and call Catfish. You don't belong here.
Right. I mean, come on. You know, so at some point, you know, and even the women that are a little bit younger, the situationships, the kind of things that there's no commitment involved, it's just long and dragged out when it doesn't need to be. And sometimes you need to start putting some, like, hey, listen, these are the things I'm looking for. If that's not where you're at, I totally get it. And, you know, commitment comes.
So, okay, so I know that we have to wrap up with you here in a minute, but if people, so obviously we can find you on Instagram and TikTok, but can you just tell us a little bit more about this show? Who can tune in? How do they find you? What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, for sure. I have a show that I do. It's a live, it's really just a live stream, and it's on TikTok, Benny Inc. on both platforms. So Benny, B-E-N-N-Y-I-N-C on Instagram and TikTok. I do a live show on TikTok at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to be launching an app actually in the next 6 weeks called Dating with Purpose. So it'll be interesting.
That's going to be great. And I'm sure your following is just going to continue to grow, because this is a timeless, timeless area. And people are always going to need the advice.
And it is timeless.
You're smart about it. So we really appreciate you. We're wrapping up here with Ben Hart. He's a Poughkeepsie guy. Yes. Now, I guess you're still in Manhattan, right?
I am. Yeah. I grew up, born and raised in Poughkeepsie High School. Yeah, definitely.
We love those success stories. And he's also the author of Zero Mindset. You guys can pick up the book, which is a very good book. And now he is an expert in the field of dating with his live show and over 400,000 followers and fans, I'm sure. Ben, we're so glad that you came back to join us. And I am sure you are going to have people listening to this show tuning into your 10 p.m. live stream. Not me or Carol, because we can't stay up that late. Right? I don't know. That's like
I get it.
That's like
I get
it. Bedtime.
I get it. Well, thanks, Ben. I appreciate you guys, Jonah, Carol, and Steve. I appreciate you guys. So thank you for this. It's been very amazing to come back. You guys always have some great energy, and I love it.
Well, much appreciated you coming back as well there, Ben, though I also go to bed by around 10 o'clock, so none of this is going to help me either. I'm just kidding. But anyway, thanks again to Ben Hart for joining us, and we're not done with Happy Hour just yet. Jonna Spielborg, Carol Pesci, and myself, we will return in just a few, so please stick around.
Jonna and Carol on K104. It's Happy Hour.
Laugh more, stress less. It's Happy Hour with Jonna and Carol.
And welcome back one more time. It's Happy Hour. Jonna Spielborg, Carol Pesci. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Frankenberry.
Well, thanks very much to Ben Hart for joining us again. And hopefully some of the ladies that were listening, got some helpful advice there from Ben. And, dating with purpose.
Yeah, he has some great energy. And like I said, I've been friends with him on social media for a while. So that's how I caught. I actually didn't know that he had, because it's on at 10 o'clock. How would I know? But he's got, some really great advice and great energy. So that's why I said, we got to get him back on the show. And it's just one of these topics. Like I said, I've got women in for what I do. I do the opposite of what he does, kind of in a sense, right? But women who always want to either get advice or find the right person or get away from a not right person. And I think this is free. You can go online, you can tune into what he's got to offer. This will probably be his next book, although he did mention that he's going to start an app. I'm curious to see about that. But it's just one of those things where you can't get too much. Like Carol and I are self-development junkies. This is one of those fields where people can't get enough of it.
Well, and I think it's so needed. And when we think about when we were dating, it was in a one-on-one interaction where you get that sense. There's that eye contact. There's that energy. There's that conversation. You connect. You know immediately there's a natural interest there. And with more and more people dating through apps, you can get the resume, right? Yeah. You can get the things that you check off the box that, okay, he enjoys hiking or he likes this, and that's all well and good, but that natural connection might not be there. And it sounds like part of Ben's advice, and I, obviously, because I'm asleep and I'm married, I've not listened to his show, but it sounds like he kind of leans people in that direction of putting yourself in a social setting to connect with people, and then how to connect with them rather than like never lifting your eyes up or, showing the body language, perhaps. That
right. That's something that he said in, early on, which was basically, come on, people, we need to go old school.
I got that sense. Yeah.
You're right, though. We were in such a different time in the way in which we date. But the one thing, and I'm sure probably if I stalked his Instagram a little more, I'd find it. Like, I do think there are differences for why you are dating that dictate how you go about dating. Like when I was dating after my breakup from a long-term relationship, and this is going back, 10 years ago, I dated with a whole different purpose than when I dated prior to getting in that long-term relationship. And I got to tell you, like, if I could go back and do it again, I would have done it a whole lot differently, which is why, hang on, this freaking siren.
It's okay. It adds urgency to what you're talking about.
Which is why I think, what Ben does is great for modern day daters, because perhaps it will save you from making some stupid dating mistakes. And, we've all been there, done that, even if it was a long time ago. Yeah, am I right? Am I right?
You are right. You are right.
Frankenberry.
Nobody can look at me when it comes to dating or dating advice or anything about dating, because I couldn't tell you.
Come on, Cat Daddy.
What's that? Exactly.
Oh, Frankenberry, that could be your online ID if you ever did join a dating site.
Oh, yeah, that's going to help me get a date by calling myself Cat Daddy. Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's right in so many women's wheelhouse. Oh, he calls himself Cat Daddy. I want to go out with him. No, it's okay. I'm fine. I'm just going to stay single, and I'll let all you folks do this whole dating conversation nonsense.
But think about how much intel you could gather if you jumped on his show and just started reading all the comments while all these women are like, oh, how do I do that? What do I do? You could be ahead of the game if you were to start dating again.
I'm sure you could learn something. You could get some information that you could glean from Ben's show and use it to your own advantage. I won't.
Okay, then.
So
did he say the show's on TikTok at 10 o'clock?
Yes.
Eastern time.
Oh, is he live on TikTok? No.
Well, he said he does it, Thursday through Sunday? At 10 o'clock every night. 10 o'clock every night. I don't remember what platform, but that's right. And I got to give the guy credit. I mean, it's pretty dedicated to post. What did he say? Three things every day on a regular basis that he will not break from, and to do this live thing four nights a week. That's purpose, Ben.
Yeah, so, good for him. Yeah,
it's so exactly. Smart. If we did that, you got like it is the key to social media success. And I got to be honest with you, like I don't post enough. Carol, you don't post enough
ever.
You know, it really is it's the key if you want to utilize it to help market and promote your wares. But dang, it's like that's what we should have asked him. We should have asked him. Like
that's a whole nother job, really.
It is. Like, how do you do that? There's got to be a way. I mean, obviously, there's a way. A lot of people do it. I wonder if it didn't sound like he's got help. It sounds like
it doesn't sound like he's got an assistant or a company.
No. But that's a whole other topic. That you know, I got to start stalking some guests for that as well.
Gary Vaynerchuk.
Yep. And you know,
talking to Ben, I was like, I know he follows Gary V.
God, sorry. I know he follows Gary V. We all follow Gary V.
No, just I know enough about what his message is to know that he. I'm sure he follows him.
But yeah, and you know, Gary V is in that space. But I just like it because it's inspirational that you know, if he just decided one day that he was going to post three pieces of content, figured out what niche he wanted to post in,
and stuck with it, and it worked.
Yeah, exactly. Good for him.
You know, he went from, you know, a couple of thousand followers to over 400,000. So that's another part of his story. And that'll be great. And before, I know we got to go soon, but before we do, I just want to go back to something that we talked about last week with Deb Hanlon. You know how we had Deb Hanlon on last week and she was talking about somatic healing?
Yep.
And how sometimes the issues can be in your tissues. And she's having that workshop. Think on the 15th, don't quote me, you guys can go back and listen, our listeners can listen to her show from last week. But would you not believe that after that show, my shoulder pain got 10 times worse? And because I know that I have issues in my tissues, and I'm really thinking about going to her workshop. I really am. And we should do it.
Her whole premise, for anybody who missed the show, was that the things that upset us or traumatized, doesn't have to be as bad as trauma, but trauma does count. Our body remembers everything. Mm-hmm. And that there is a way to intentionally move and take body postures and work that trapped energy through your body, which actually can end up making you sick or cause pain. So the whole premise of somatic healing. And she does. So it's Deborah Hanlon. She has a workshop coming up, and I think it is mid-November. It's fascinating.
Yeah. It's 15th. And anybody listening can go back to my Facebook or Instagram with my measly 11,000 followers and get the information on that because I did post it last week. But anyway, so this is great. I guess we got to wrap it up.
All right. Well, listen, Ben Hart, thank you again for rejoining us this morning. Much appreciated. And Jana, I hope your shoulder is feeling better and you can start playing tennis again soon. And Carol, I will miss you desperately, my friend. Till next week. Join us then. Jana Spilborg, Carol Pesci, this dude. We'll be back. It's Happy Hour. See ya.
Bye, Cat Daddy.
All right.
You've been listening to Happy Hour with Jonna Spilbore and Carol Pesci. More life advice, real conversation, and another awesome interview comes your way next Sunday at 7 a.m. to help you live better, stress less, and laugh more. Until then, catch this week's show and others at the Happy Hour link on K104online.com.